Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Talk this time, man. I'm not even on the game.
Oh, okay. So what's the demo, man?
Same shit, just another stench.
Hey, let me start it off, man. Check this out. Let me see, how can I word this shit? Is the dick too big or the pussy too small?
I don't know who you're talking about.
That's the question.
I mean, that's a hell of a question. Just come out and ask. So I didn't get no insight on that.
Just set it off, man. You know what I'm saying? Set it off.
Pussy's never too small. Them must push out a damn thing the size of a fucking melon. It just adjusts. That's all it does.
But I gotta agree with him on that.
Hey, I'm just wondering.
Go ahead. What was the overall question that you was asking?
Okay, you with a girl, right? She doing all that running. She running from you. She's bagging up, you know what I mean? Is it because the dick too big, or is it just because her shit too small?
Well, she just can't take dick.
Right, but is it because it's too big, or is it because she's too small?
Like I said again, I never know no pussy to really be small. The motherfuckers push out something the size of a fucking melon out of pee hole, so that motherfucker expands. And then it goes back. It's like a vice grip. It's adjustable.
Shit. Yeah, what's the a vice grip?
It's adjustable. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker fit any size it wants to if it really have to.
Say 3/8. Well, I got that.
I got that one. Need a 7-4? I got that for you. That's just my opinion. You know, I could be wrong, but.
I don't know, man. I think a woman would have to answer that question more so than us.
Yeah.
Of course, the first thing we gonna say is, "Oh shit, man, you know what it is." But nah, you gotta ask that. You know, a woman gotta actually answer that question. So
well, we got people listening. Oh, go ahead.
Any woman out there that wanna answer that question, just press 1 because I guess Father Time wanna know.
I want to know. For
okay,
sure.
There we go. We got Janine on the line. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, Janine, what's the answer? Which one is it? Is the dick too big or is she just too small? Why she doing all that running?
The dick is too big.
Huh?
The dick's too big.
Oh, okay. Easy question, got an easy answer.
I mean, yeah, motherfucker, I ain't never had an answer. I don't plan on having one, so I'll never know the answer to that question.
I'm sorry. I seen this picture called The Fucked Up Movie, and the motherfucker, grown man, put his whole head in the pussy. So I still have to disagree with that. A pussy can, she just ain't got enough dick. A pussy goddamn could change sizes, man.
Well, I mean, do you really want one that a person can put their whole head in?
Nah, but I'm
right.
Just saying, I saw that fucked up movie, and that was kind of fucked up.
I mean, really, would you really want a motherfucker if your whole head, and I know you got a little round head, but nevertheless, your whole head could go up in there. What the fuck are you looking for?
That's something else.
I mean,
yes. You know, I saw that movie. It was some fucked up shit in that movie.
It was some fucked up shit in that.
It was some nasty stuff in there. But hold on, we got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hey now, it's Mika. What's up, y'all?
What's going on, girl?
Oh, I'm trying to multitask.
What, man? Okay. I think I got like the rudest motherfucker guest over to my into my studio. I mean, every week this rude motherfucker calls over here, gets on the phone and gets extra loud, and he's still not paying attention to me. Hey, every week this rude motherfucker comes over here. Every week.
Hey, it'd be all right. All right, Mika.
What's up?
Jamika. Mika. All right,
yes,
the
yes,
question
yes.
on you. The question is on
oh.
you.
What's the
is,
question?
Is the dick too big or is the woman too small? Which one is
oh, my God. People are texting me that's listening on in this call. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say... too big.
Okay. All right. Two for two.
Two for two. All the women. All right.
All right,
oh,
so I mean.
My phone is blowing up. Sin City getting it in because my phone is going crazy.
Well, tell them to call in. Tell them to call
they
in. Tell them to call in. Tell them to call in. We want to hear their opinions too.
Oh, man, I've been plugging y'all all night. I want y'all to know that they didn't got me in all these Facebook groups. I didn't put y'all in, told people to call in and listen in and join in on the call. Y'all know I go in on y'all.
That's what's up.
Hold on, we got somebody new on us. Yeah, hello, what's happening, caller?
Hello, this is Mocha. Hi, Mika. I came in off of Mika.
Oh, you came in off of Mika. What's your name?
My name is Mocha.
Mocha?
Mocha.
Mocha.
Okay,
like
Mocha.
The flavor Mocha, yeah.
Look at she had to put that in there, like the flavor
yeah,
Mocha.
Yeah.
Okay, All right, well, Mocha, you hear the question. What's the answer?
I can't say it's too big. It just, I mean, honestly, it just might not be the right fit in general because we do stretch from having birth and everything, so we can adjust. That ain't the issue, so I can't say that it's too big. It's just not that right match right there.
So that just wasn't the right match?
Pretty much.
Okay, I don't know about that. That was a nice politically correct answer, but hey. Okay, hold on now. We got another caller. Caller.
That's me.
What up? Yo.
You ain't got a yell, man. You right here.
I'm sorry. You got it. Yeah, I'm a new caller. Let me hear that question one more time, host.
Timer?
Oh, okay. I'm looking for, like, who the hell is this talking? I see you put the name in there.
I'm Frank Thomas,
nah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I got you,
a proper introduction, you know what I'm saying? Can we let it be known? You introduced everybody else. I ain't get an introduction.
You standing in front of me?
They don't know that, though.
That's Frank Thomas, y'all.
All right, Frank.
Is the dick too big or is she just too small? Why she doing all that running?
Did you have to put the running on the end?
Hey. You don't get caught at the headboard eventually.
She got hands on her back.
Right.
Which one is it, dog? In your opinion.
You talking to me? Now, what you say,
yeah, man?
That lady should answer that question? Or was that a different question?
Brother, if you want to answer the question, go right ahead.
Nah, yeah, I don't want to answer that question. I'm going to
Okay.
I mean, you know, I ain't got nothing against the question, but, you know, like you said, I want to hear a lady answer the question.
We already did. You're late.
So what?
You late. You got to call early, man.
Right.
I'm going to shut up and play the
already
background.
Already answered the question.
All right, well, okay. I mean, well, we're going to go back to Mocha. Mocha, because she gave the most politically correct answer. So, Mocha, I mean, how is it that it's not matching?
It's just not matching. I mean, that's like you having a little dick. What am I going to do with that? That's not a good match. So, that's not matching. Go play with somebody else because... It's just not matching. You know what I'm saying. No, I don't.
You don't have to get in depth with this because, I mean, y'all were designed for it to fit.
Not for everybody to fit. So, again, it's not the right match.
Okay, so now, I mean, okay, would your pride be like, okay, I'm just going to say it's too big. I mean, would your pride let you do that?
Yeah, I mean, because if it's big, it's big, but I'm not going to say it's too big for me. It just might not be something I want to even stretch. Why do I want to stretch me out even further? I got a child. I don't need to be stretched out any more than what I am.
No, that's
not my right fit. So, again, that's not the match for me.
Okay, but now I thought I was always told bigger is better.
Honestly, it is good, but there's some that is not even as big and not even as thick that can still make it do what it do, but no questions asked. It's really on what you know how to do with it to make it work and make it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Good
and
answer.
There it is.
Who's that, Mocha?
Yeah.
Well, Mocha.
Hey, Mocha.
Mocha, I'm going to let you know this. Huh?
Go ahead.
Mocha, I'm gonna let you know this.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Just let you know.
All right, y'all, hold on a second. We got Sasha on the show. What's happening, Sasha?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, what's going on? I had to get in on this conversation.
Well, by all means, please do.
I'll meet you with the question. I'm gonna hit you with the question right now. Is the dick too big, or is the woman too small when she's doing all that running?
Well, if you want to know my personal opinion, if she's running, it's because she's scared. And it's not because either the dick is too big or that she's too small. It's that she don't know if it's one or the other. If, you know, if she is smaller than normal and she knows it, she's going to start running because she knows she's smaller. But if for especially for women who have had kids, like, you know, some women, they've already been stretched, you know, they've been stretched out, and they don't want to be like that. You know, they want it to be feeling like, you know, it's good for their man. Like, you know, they're small, it's extra tight, you know, and there's a lot of things, like, you know, I'm all in pure romance and everything right now, I'm sure all y'all know already. And, you know, we have products for women that can make their, you know, make their pussy tighter, make it feel smaller for the man so it feels better to them but doesn't hurt them. So maybe women just need to learn how to work their pussy out so then the dick can be big enough and be perfect size and it's not going to hurt and it's not going to be too big. Their pussy won't be too small. It'll be perfect fitting.
Okay, okay. Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you, at some point we're going to get frustrated. Now, we might not say it, but if you keep doing all that running around the bed and jumping and talking about you keep moving, I'm going to tell you what the average man is thinking.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
But maybe there's an issue with lubrication. Maybe you're not lubing her up enough. Maybe you're not making her feel good enough. You know, it takes 30 minutes for a woman to feel aroused. If you
30 minutes?
30
who
minutes.
You been with?
Yeah.
Who you been with? 30 minutes? It's like
a woman to be fully aroused.
My nigga said, 30 minutes?
Hell no.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, hold on. Now, we got to go to our sex expert. Janine.
Yes.
30 minutes.
Hell no. It don't take you nothing. You can count 3 seconds. 1, 2, and my shit is wet. Where did you get that, Sasha? 30 minutes. Where'd you get that?
It's actually a statistic. For most women, it's 95% of women take 30 minutes to be fully aroused, to be prepared for any kind of sexual activity. Because you may think, yeah, I'm wet, I'm good to go, but truly, the vaginal tissue actually takes 30 minutes for it to be prepared for any kind of insertion of anything.
Is that all ethnic backgrounds or just women in general?
Women in general.
Hmm. All right,
now 30 minutes, man, I'll be done before she even get ready.
Right.
I know. Hey. Men can take 35 seconds.
Hey,
y'all are
Sasha
ready to go to heartbeat. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know about that. 30 minutes?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I don't know, Sasha.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I'm going to go for broke real quick. No, it don't 30 minutes.
I don't know.
Hold on. You say this is damn, I can never say that word, statistic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean.
So,
if
your woman can get horny and aroused in a heartbeat, some women can, not gonna lie. Maybe one day I come home and, you know, I want my man right then and there and I'm ready to go. But I've been thinking about it all day, or I've been thinking about it for at least 30 minutes. I've been thinking about it. So that thinking process.
Damn.
Y'all think it's funny, but it's true.
I mean, I ain't knocking you. Some people, I mean, like you said, it takes some people. So, I mean, on average, just and if I'm being too personal, just say, okay, that's a little bit too personal. You and your guy, that's a 30-minute wait.
No, but I know if I'm about to leave work, and let's say I get off work at 5 o'clock, I'm thinking about going home at least by 4:30, right? You're excited to get off work. If I'm already aroused, I'm like, yeah, I want my man. I want him now. I've already been thinking about it. So by the time I get home, I may be ready to go. So even though he doesn't have to touch me or stuff like that, your mind is still thinking about it.
So you're saying it's a mental thing?
It can be mental or physical. For each woman, it's going to be different.
Okay, so now let me ask you. Just say you came on a hard day at work, you know, you're tired, you go in there and you say, well, let me go on and wash the dishes. and he, uh-huh. he creep up behind you. Hey, baby, let's go. You actually gonna tell him, give me 30 minutes.
No, I'm not saying it's like that for every single woman.
I mean, he may. We're talking about you.
No, it's not going to take me 30 minutes. I'm probably the 5%. It's not going to. It doesn't take me 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Because I'm about to say, if you're going to tell me 30 minutes, I'm going to have to tell you.
She.
No. I'm just saying, if you were to go ask any married couple who's been married for years,
okay.
And you ask them, you know, when you guys decide, you know, to get it in one night, you know, what do you guys do prior to that? I'll guarantee you one, at least a woman will say, well, I'm either thinking about it or, you know, I try to rub on him. Those kind of things arouse the woman.
Well, don't take me 30 minutes and I'm married for years.
It doesn't take you, you don't think about it like prior to wanting to have sex, you don't think about it?
Our minds is already in that place, you know, I'm right on that because we all thinking about sex. So, you know, if we thinking about it, then we know we're about to do it, so it's already, the thought is already there. But I'm telling you, it doesn't take me 30 minutes. That's why I'm asking you, like, where did those numbers come from?
Because
I'm about to Google some shit.
Yeah, do it. Google women arousal periods, and it'll tell you each woman can take, you know, some women are different. You may only take 30 seconds. You may take a minute or two. Each woman is a little bit different, but the average is 30 minutes.
Okay, now, hold that thought. Apparently, we got a few people that want to talk about this. 317-437, who is this? Caller, 317?
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey.
Well, this is Miss Lady.
How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm doing good. I'd like to answer that question about whether the penis is too big or the vagina is too small.
Okay, knock yourself out. Go for it.
Okay, you know the vagina is a muscle.
Right.
And muscles do stretch, they constrict and they contract, right?
Right.
And she may not be interested in him. It has nothing to do with the penis. You know that?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Could be him. Yes, because she don't want it.
Lady?
She don't want it. Okay?
That's
my take on it. And plus, if she doesn't want it, then she needs to be aroused, like Miss Sasha said, and she needs some lubricant because you just can't stick that thing in and force that thing in. About that. See what I'm talking about? People agree. And y'all might be spring chickens. I'm not. So I know it takes a little moment, okay, to oil it up, okay?
Miss Lady, I'm not
holding nowhere. It is what it is.
Okay, Miss Lady, hold on for a hot second.
You done came up. Okay.
Can I bring in a new caller, please, ma'am?
Bring on in.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. No, Lord.
Caller,
612.
Is this me, dog?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up? Am I on the show?
Yeah, man, you on there right now, dude.
Oh, D's in the house. D's in the house.
You can answer the question if you want, man. But I'm going to give you the question. You can answer it if you want. You don't have to if you don't want to. Is the dick too big or is the woman too small? And that's why she be running in the bed.
I don't know that she may be too small. She may just not have had a larger individual like that before. So I agree with kind of Miss Lady because the pussy can be stretched. We see a baby come out, 9-pound babies can come out of it, so it can be stretched. She just may not have constantly had sex with someone that large. But, you know, I mean, I've been in relationships where it was like that, but after a continuous amount of time having sex, the doctor will tell you your vagina will start to take place to the size of your husband or boyfriend or whatever.
Well, can I ask you a question, man?
What, dog?
Do these stand for dominoes? Don't worry about it, man.
I might have to help you with a question and list your interviews. But no, that's my opinion, though, man.
All right, man. On your opinion, dog, this is what I got to tell you, dog.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
Waylo, what's happening, Waylo?
What's good with it?
The question, man?
Man, what the hell is y'all talking about tonight?
Oh, all right, listen. You're a guy, so you don't have to answer the question if you don't want to.
Yeah, he do have to answer it. He's a regular.
No,
he called in. Yes, he do.
Well, goddamn, Waylo, they say you got to answer the goddamn question. All right, this is the question, dog. Is the dick too big or is the woman too small? And that's why she always doing that running in the bed.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she just can't take the dick.
So you saying it's too big?
It ain't necessarily too big, because half of these motherfuckers, they act like they got the biggest dick in the world, act like they're doing some shit. She can just not be able to take the dick.
Well, no, that was the most politically bullshit answer you done ever gave.
Why y'all don't like our answers, man? We're on the show. You act up for our opinion. We give it to you, then you don't like it.
Look, Domino's.
You just want somebody to run away from your shit, huh?
Look, Domino.
Shit ain't fun.
If you putting it down,
Domino,
right,
calm down.
You should be running away from it.
Okay, y'all, check this out. This question is for the ladies. What the fuck is his name? Well, I don't know this motherfucker's name, but this is his question. It's for the ladies. He want me to ask just for the ladies. He said he's been with his girlfriend for a couple of years. In the last few months, she ain't never in the mood to have sex with him. He said they argue about it, and she told him that she felt like having sex with her last boyfriend, but not him. He said, what am I supposed to think?
Get another bitch.
And they better move around.
Hold on, y'all. We're going to start with Jamaica. Jamaica, what should he think? She got having sex with the ex-boyfriend, but not with him. What should he think?
The signs are there. I mean, it's time for him to get to stepping. What is he waiting around for? She don't want
to
be bothered with him.
So you saying he should leave her alone?
Absolutely. It's over.
Okay.
Game over.
Okay. Mocha, what should he think?
She get it in somewhere else.
So you saying that his girl cheating?
Yeah, she get it in. I mean, that's a stupid question for a man to even ask. Like, are you serious? This sounds like another female or something. That's weak to me. If you got a question and shit, then you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, and she's tired of you, and she's moving. Next.
Okay, all right, now hold on, man. We don't want to be too hard on the listeners, man. Frank Thomas, what you think?
What up?
What you think?
I agree with what the last lady just said. Everything she said was true.
Okay. Sasha? What should he do, Sasha? Should he leave or work it out or what?
Leave her? Obviously he ain't doing something right, so if she ain't enjoying it, why should he even get any kind of pleasure out of it?
Man, y'all being harsh on the man. Janine,
hold on,
what about you?
I mean, he do what he needs to do. If he want to be with her and her other man she got, then that's what he choose. He just choose to do that. But she got somebody else.
Man, y'all going to make dude go kill his damn self. Miss Lady, give him that something positive.
Hello?
Tell the man something positive.
Okay, what positive is they need to talk. How about that?
Yeah.
They need to talk to see what the problem is.
You know what? And when
he could be doing the same. He could be doing the, you know, the same position and everything, and she's just tired of it. Everybody needs a little spice, you know. They need to talk. That's the positive thing to do. They need to talk.
All right,
she might not have a new dude.
Now, when he talks to her, this is the first thing he needs to tell her.
You the dog, motherfucker.
Hold on, we got new callers. Caller from the 219.
Yes.
What's happening?
What's going down? Y'all doing the fool tonight.
Okay, what's your name, baby? What's your name?
Jasmine.
Okay. What you playing, Jasmine?
I say it ain't no hope in hell. He might as well go kill Christmas on that, because she obviously still want her old dude. Her old dude fucked up, so she got with him. The old dude came back, whispered some sweet nothings in her ear. Now she fucking him, and he paying her bills. And that's the only reason why she down.
Hey, dog.
Hold on, we got another caller, man. Damn. All right, we got another caller. 317, what's up?
Who's up?
Who is this?
I'm laughing. Tawana.
Tawana?
Yeah, Tawana.
Okay, Tawana, what's your take on it?
She's always doing it. The minute she said, I feel like fucking my old dude, was just a confirmation that she didn't already get it. She's just putting it on notice. So if he still want to keep it at home, boy, you better get it together and figure out what you're not doing and continue to do it.
She ain't about that life.
Well, you know what? I got some advice for my man.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
That's what he going to tell her.
He better be too advice.
Y'all tell him in a minute. Kill her.
Ammo to knock her off.
All right. B, what you think, man? What should the dude do?
That nigga need to find out how old boy fucking this girl, what he's doing, if he wanted to do it. If a girl come to me and say, I'm fucking, I want to fuck my ex guy, man, either you leave, you know what I mean, I'll be out. Or if he really want to stay with the girl, if he really want to stay with her, he needs to find out what the hell the boy doing.
That's not what he said. He said that she liked doing it with the ex-boyfriend when they were together.
Okay, well, what did he do with
you? Saying, you know what she's saying? She's saying, I'm fucking him right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
She needs to figure out, if I want to be with this girl, I need to call her boy and find out how you fucking my girl.
Basically.
I need to do it.
I got to agree with him on that one.
That's the fuckers right there.
What's your take on it?
First off, I wouldn't be calling on other nigga asking how he fucked my girl. I'm calling him. He needs to go in and rape her mouth while she sleeps, then kick her ass to the curb.
Oh, wow.
She wakes up.
What the fuck was that?
All right, we got one more person.
Nobody was. She would have took her heart went to the jaw for that one. So the minute she said it out loud, wow.
Yeah. Hold on, wait till she wants to sleep.
So he ain't gonna do all that. That's why he said what he said. Hold on, y'all. Let me get somebody else in on it. Wick, what you think, man? She wake up, asshole or something, be hurting. Goddamn it, I'm gonna take me some. Wait, 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 hold on, hold on. You and Wait a minute, you and Waylo trying to make her victim a date rape. Hey, fuck, knock her ass out. Goddamn, she shouldn't be holding back.
Fucking somebody, goddamn, I want mine too. Man, that's different. Every day, wake up in the morning with their dick rock hard. Ain't no way in hell you gonna lay next to me talking about you ain't gonna give me no ass because you don't wanna fuck me.
No, don't stop talking about. No, don't stop.
Don't feed. No. Hurt his ego, because he's still a man, and if that's your man, you love him. What you do is you just try to change position or whatever, use some different kind of ointments and all kind of different stuff that you can use, you know. But you don't hurt his ego. Never hurt his ego.
Okay, now, Miss Lady, are you single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, okay. Damn, I can't use that one. Janine, what you think?
Your words will never come out of my mouth, so I don't know. She better throw some silicone on his dick or something.
Because
they
still got
him. Something, I don't know.
He should have just let him try a new hole and she'd be all right.
Hey,
to the bathroom.
Sasha, what about you?
When he go to sleep, you just pick out the toy.
Man, I hear that shit going on.
He might hear it. Now, see, Washington has sex. He'll get really in that REM sleep. He won't hear it.
Oh, shit.
Really good, relaxed. He won't hear it.
I hear it.
Well, I don't think I'd tell him anything. I think I'd add something else. I think I'd add a different toy. If the girl likes the vibrator so damn much, you need to get yourself a C-ring, something that's going to vibrate him and vibrate you at the same time. And that way he's still included. You don't even got to exclude him from the whole thing, and you add the vibrator with the C-ring. That way you both, you still get your man, you don't hurt your man's feelings or his ego. You got yours still. You still got your vibrating, and now he gets a little something, too.
D, you heard that, right?
Hey, D, how many C-rings you got?
Right.
And they keep them hard as hell all night long.
Yeah, we got a love for them bitches. I got enough of this shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. Bobby can do that, Jasmine.
I know, but that's the ring, baby, is awesome.
I'm telling you, it's awesome.
If you can get your man to wear the C-ring and the vibrator, you turn your man into your own personal vibrating dildo.
So see, I don't have no problem with that shit. Baby, we can play with the toys with or without them. It's gonna get popping any damn way.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Just a little enhancement.
Right,
that little flavor.
Right.
Hold on,
I
ladies.
Mean,
hold on for a second, ladies. Let me get the other ladies in right quick. Mocha, what you think? Mocha?
I don't even hear the question.
She playing with the vibrator.
Listen, I didn't even hear the question.
Mocha, you sound like you're doing something.
I am. But that's besides.
Hold on, nigga, I'm on the phone.
All right, well, what about you, Jamaica? What you think?
I really think it depends on what kind of relationship, how long the relationship has been and how serious they are. You know, if they've been in it for a minute and she's willing to work on it, then they need to switch the game up so that, you know what I'm saying, so they can create some type of spice to their relationship. Man, if it's just somebody she don't give a dang about and she ain't really trying to have a long-term relationship with that person, then, you know, might as well go on and move on to the next one. I just think it depends on their circumstances.
Okay, now she might feel like that, but he might feel like, hey, we in this together.
Right, but if she don't feel like it, it don't matter if they ain't on the same page. Hell, you might as well, I mean, ain't no reason for y'all to still be reading the same book.
Alright, you're gonna be sitting on the couch. You're gonna be standing up over you yelling,
"We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself."
Y'all, man.
I'm just saying.
All right, check this. That's a good one. All right, check this out. This one's for the fellas. This from a dude named Doug. He said, "This girl I've been dating doesn't shave or trim her pubic region, and I haven't been cleaning my." He says she don't shave or trim her shit. He wants to know. Hold on. Let me finish reading the question. He wants to know how should he suggest? Wait a minute. How do I suggest she might want to clean hers up to make our sex more enjoyable?
Oh,
can go down.
Can I go first on that? Can I go first on that? I'll take that one.
Go ahead, take that one for 500.
Picking goddamn hairs out of his teeth. You need to cut that, baby. I'm spitting up hair balls at work. I'm going to work. I'm sorry, you need to cut that. You're killing me.
Yeah, but his question is, how do he tell her? That's his
Look,
question.
Man, I know what he does.
Balls up in front of him.
No, man. I mean, he could do something like, you know, like, hey, baby, let's do something different. You know what, baby? I want to save you. You know what I'm saying? He eases into it. He can't just go grab no clippers like, lay down, bitch.
Okay, so you said just ease into it and play the shaving game. All right.
Make a game out of it.
All right. Frank Thomas.
Give it out.
How do we do it?
I'm with the first nigga before. Hey, you got to get down, bitch. I'm fully slippery side, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no easing into it. I'm going to keep it funky with you. Like, look, this ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? We got a problem. You gotta cut that shit off. You know what I'm saying? It's got a mind of its own at this point. I can't even do shit with you right now. You know what I'm saying? Got my bitch on the side complaining why I got extra helm over my balls. I can't do shit about that.
All right. What about you, D?
I'm with Cass, man. I'd make a game out of it, man. Let's say, hey, let's play the shaving game with each other. Let's shave you. You can trim me up if you want to. But then once you shave up, you guys get busy, get your thing on, then compliment the hell out of her how much you like it like that. Then she's going to want to keep this shit like that.
True.
Oh, that's a good answer, man. Good answer. Way low?
Obviously. She must not be very high digging.
I say, send her ass to the spa.
Yeah.
Send her ass to the iron clipping shit. I ain't cutting shit. Send her ass to the spa once you get back. Eat the shit out of it. Tell her it tastes better bald, and she'll keep it bald.
So you pay for the spa?
For the barber.
you pay for the spa?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm digging a chick, I send my ass to the spa and get that shit removed, whatever the fuck they got to do. But if I ain't feeling it like that, and it's just, you know, whatever type shit, I'll delete a number on my phone.
Oh, wow.
So you go down that street, that street look like buckwheat.
Yeah,
if you ain't feeling it like that, you should have your face down there anyway.
I mean, you don't know till you take them damn drawers off. You take them drawers off and a big-ass poof just popped out at your ass. How you gonna know before?
The big poop.
Yeah, you see her in her panties and you think she just got a fat cat. It ain't no fat cat, that's her.
And it feels like a chia pet growing down there.
Yeah. Send her ass to the spa. Eat the shit out of it once you get back home. Make her ass love that shit. And there you
be
go.
Like, see, baby, my lips can actually reach the shit now.
Yeah.
Instead of having to par her shit in the middle just to get to it.
Like, I need to floss.
You know, like, hey, let me feel everybody.
Oh,
right
hell no.
Let me put this shit to the side. Move that over. Looking like goddamn alfalfa and shit in the middle.
Don't cut it into the gummy.
What if they cut it into the gum?
What a part. A big ass part in the middle so you can get there.
Yeah. Hold on, let me hold that down with a clap. Or one of them bobby pins. Put a bobby pin clip, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
y'all, check this out.
I got another question. I don't even know how the fuck he on here. This must be 21 and up. But anyway, the motherfucker named Zeus. He said this is for the fellas. He said he had sex for the first time about 2 weeks ago. He said it was great. But the second time he had sex, he lost his erection. Okay? He said he tried it with his girlfriend in the shower and everything was great at first, but he didn't come and he went soft twice.
He just
wanted
to do it. He
got to
stay soft.
How old
is he?
Yeah,
he's tell him to she need to give him some head. That'll help get him back up.
Well, hold on. Let me finish reading it. She said, because of this, he started to lose interest in his girlfriend and sex altogether. What
no,
can
he
do?
Gay.
He gay. He gay.
Oh, wow. That nigga gay.
Oh,
so
man. I'm sorry. I gotta roll on that one.
He might not be gay.
Right.
Yeah,
he's
not experienced.
He's
not experienced.
He just got started, though, miss.
He's not experienced.
Now hold on, Miss Lady.
What?
That don't mean
he's
gay.
Like
wait a minute. Now hold on. Whoa.
Got to work.
Hold on. Hold on now. Now I'm gonna say this. Now look here. This and all my fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Our very first time. The first time you got some. You couldn't, man. You just dreamed about it all night. You couldn't wait to get to some more.
Exactly.
You was shit. Hey, you was looking at the cat funny. That's what they call it. That was the only thing that you was thinking
nigga,
about.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Shit. You were bad.
Shit, I had 4 hour regression after my first time. Shit, that shit would never go down.
Dude, I'm laying in the bed. My first time, I'm laying in the bed like, God damn, I wonder, can I sneak back in this damn lady house?
Right, so what was the second time around? After your first time, what did you do the second time?
The second time? No. That lasted for the last 20 years. I mean, what's that? You love pussy. Once you start getting it, you're not going to turn your head unless you're gay.
Exactly.
That don't mean he gay, man.
That don't mean he gay, man.
Hold on. I agree with Miss Lady. He's just not experienced. That doesn't mean he's gay.
Whatever.
You know
what
he's about? He's confused. He's confused, then. We won't say gay. He's confused.
This dude may have psychological problems, man. If this dude went soft and his girl, you know, he's probably embarrassed as hell. So next time he see his girl, he's embarrassed as hell. And
well,
this is my first time having sex.
But why did he become soft, though?
Maybe it's the water. The second time he tried to do it in the shower, right? I hate doing it in the water. I ain't about to do it in the water.
The morning is some of the best time, boy.
The morning is the best time. What the hell?
Best time, boy.
All right, everyone.
And the sound is even more. Like, come on, man.
Hold on now. Hold on, D.
Yo. Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now.
Fuck that, man. I ain't doing it in the water. I can't fuck around in the water. Maybe that was his problem. Now you're all fucked up in the head because you don't know what
to fuck. Hold on. You was in the shower. It wasn't like you was in the motherfucking ocean.
Right.
You know? Oh,
you can control the water to a trickle.
All I'm saying, dude, everybody have different sexual experiences. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody got different
right.
sexual experiences. This
you
dude just started to have sex.
Fuck in the water, you almost drowned.
Huh?
Yeah, he drowned all right.
No, I just don't like the water. I don't like having sex in the hot tubs, in the pools and shit.
Hold on, D. D.
Who said that?
Yeah.
I did.
Hey, D, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. From all the fellas on Sand City, this is what we want to tell you.
Shut the fuck up! Say something else,
man.
See, and it's not. It really is. I'm with
hey,
you.
Hey, what they say on House Party? He must got a mental block or something.
Maybe he thought he was hitting the pussy and wasn't really hitting the pussy. He could have been in the wrong spot. Said it was his first time.
He's just too excited.
Right, I mean, it's Noah's first time. It's like his second time having sex, man. He probably was nervous as shit.
Well, he probably just a little thing. He did the three pops. He did the three pops and squirted it.
Wait a minute, man. Didn't y'all say the first time was great?
Yeah,
that's what he said.
The second time is when he went left.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So how did that happen the second time?
First time he thought he was... The first time...
It was
lovely. Something wrong with that boy.
No, because he should have went and gone the second time with confidence. It had to be something else.
Can't put it all on him. Maybe it was her.
It could have been her. Maybe she was smelling funny. Shit.
Yeah, maybe.
No,
if you smell funny,
that should have turned me off. If somebody smelled funny, that should have made me have a fucking hell.
In the shower.
In the shower don't mean you're using soap. You can just have water running. Don't mean you're using anything. Shit.
Okay, I'm going to go back with this lady. Miss Lady might have been right because he was in the shower. He might have been doing a position that he's not familiar with, might not know how to work it in the shower. So maybe he tried a little too hard and went limp.
Mm-hmm. It's because he got nervous. I'm trying to say, you get nervous.
He stopped
nervous and upset. Performance issues. How about that?
All right, y'all, check this out. This one here is for the ladies. Her name is Burningham. What the fuck?
Burningham. He needs to go to the bathroom.
That don't sound good already.
Yeah,
that's the name she put. So I got to roll with it. All right, check this out. This is for the lady. She says she's been dating her boyfriend for 2 months. They talk about sex, and they plan on having sex. One day he introduced his friend to me, and I was love struck. This man was such a gentleman and very hot. Got to be a white girl. He was nothing compared to my boyfriend. Okay, he was nothing compared to my boyfriend. I start to see him without my boyfriend, and one day we got drunk, we had sex. What should I do? Hold on, y'all. Can I finish, please? They got drunk. They had sex. What should I do? I really love my boyfriend, but this man does wonders for me.
No, she don't.
She don't love that motherfucker after 2 months.
Exactly. Well, hold on. It's a question for the ladies, man. Hold on, fellas. Tawana.
Well, let them answer.
Tawana. Right. Tawana.
Yeah.
What should she do?
First of all, she knew from the women know when they see you firsthand. And before, she plotted to give away the pussy. She can't say it was the liquor. She was going to do it anyway.
So I got drunk and slipped and whooped his dick fell in my pussy.
Oh, this is like being married and saying I got drunk with the boys and slipped and stuck my dick in so that it didn't belong there. Come on now. She knew what she was doing. She can't be in love after 2 months, so I don't owe you nothing. Hey, I'm with you. I'm fucking with you, dude. Now, she couldn't even have to even go behind his back.
Did she fuck her boyfriend?
Man, move over and let me pass. Who the hell to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass?
What you know about nobody?
All right, let's move on to Jasmine. Jasmine, what should she do?
What should she do? Oh Lord, this happened. She knew she didn't want that damn man. She ain't got enough for 2 months. This is the crazy part about it. She was like, oh, his friend was so charming. The dude must have looked it better than her man.
The dude must have had swagger off 10. She already said all that. But she didn't want the boy from the get-go. On him. She thinks that
she
other
cares,
dude, her panties instantly dropped. When she got drunk, she said already, oh, baby, you better get this tonight. So, basically, either she better keep it a secret because, nigga, like I said, he must have some little money behind him. So, she like, oh, Lord, I'm in love. He doing all of this. And old boy must ain't finna do all that shit, but she gonna keep on fucking him, too.
Preach on, sister. Preach on. Miss Lady, what you think?
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's over between the boyfriend. She was not in love with him. She was not in love with him. The thing is, she was not in love with him because she never had sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She was. Right. It takes you 2 months and you in love to have sex?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. She was in love. She was in love with his money.
He had some money or the car or whatever, and she was trying to work that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, come on now. And she probably felt it, and it probably wasn't big.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed on it a little bit, because how you not going to have sex in 2 months, and you in love?
Right. Right.
And surely she been drinking stuff before. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
She done got drunk before. That ain't her first time getting drunk either.
Oh, hold on for a sec. Who is that? Who is that in the background co-signing?
You better push the goddamn on button.
That's
just
fucked
co-signing
up.
Like a woman.
I'm gonna tell you what my mother used to tell me. She said, "Oh, and this was when I was a teenager." She said she had 5 men. Okay. She said she had a man for the gas bill, the light bill, the water bill, and so he was one of them men, okay?
Okay.
It, anywho.
In that order.
Yes.
She had 5 men. A man
well,
for
I don't know. I don't know. That's what she always told me. So. I don't know.
My mama told me the same thing.
You got one to pay the bills, you got one to screw, you got one you might marry,
and you got one to get your hair done, you got one that's going to run you all the way across town.
Yes.
And you got one that's going to put a bullet in your ass.
Not if you keep it clean.
Let me tell you something. Women are smarter than men when it comes to cheating.
Oh,
okay?
Here we
go.
Did we strike a chord there?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
It ain't that y'all smart.
Men
just
ain't
don't
about
give a
that
fuck.
Life. Men is
oh,
not
y'all
about
good.
That
oh,
life.
Come on. Then if you don't give a fuck, why you be begging? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm gonna end this conversation. Just like this. As far as I go, I ain't paying no bills.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
I'm not gonna jack off. I ain't paying no goddamn bills. Janine, what should she do, Janine?
She done did it already. She done got what she wanted.
Right. Did it. That's the first guy
she
did it already.
So she done with other dudes. She was never in love. So she might as well keep
both. I think you should keep both. That's what I say. Keep them both. Keep them both. She going to be a lot
of help. I'm telling her that's his friend. That could turn real ugly.
I got a question. Does the guy know that they fucked already? The dude's friend know that they fucked?
She didn't say that.
He know. I hope he ain't on Sin City. He know not.
Yeah, that motherfucker. He's sitting in the bedroom.
That must be his boy.
Talking about
down.
Nah, he finna get his OJ on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nah,
He at her house right now. Well, we finna hear in the next 15 minutes.
But see, that's why you gotta lay some ground rules first. You know what I mean? You gotta lay ground rules. You gotta know who you're dealing with. If you know he's a simple ass nigga and he'll tell some shit, then you shouldn't even be fucking with him. Especially if you supposedly in love and this nigga's doing shit for you. You should be so good that this nigga should be able to sit in the room with the both of y'all and be quiet.
Snap that pussy back. sit your ass down. Don't start that shit.
I'm just telling the truth. The truth hurts. That's just what it is. That's how I get there.
But you know what? We are being denial about certain shit though.
So
when you get played your own, the game you've been playing the longest time, when the shoes is on the other foot, don't nobody like that.
Oh, right.
And then y'all be sick when
we gave y'all a goddamn rib and y'all think y'all could take every goddamn thing. Nah, we shouldn't have gave you the goddamn rib. Shouldn't have let y'all
eat
the rib.
Get
y'all a
motherfucking rib. We didn't take the rib. We gave it to ourselves. So he had to take the rib and develop something better. Come on,
man. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Y'all could have handled this. Y'all would have been on this earth by y'all damn selves. Run around here fucking
monkeys. I kicked that country ass to the curb.
All I know is
I'm Rick James, bitch. This is a celebration, bitch.
Y'all crazy.
My mama talking.
y'all done went from smuts to hoes to the Bible.
Only in that corner.
Only in Sin City does this happen.
Hell no.
Only in Sin City does this happen.
Sin City's doing its thing tonight, I must say.
I mean, wow.
Okay, now before we get out of here, crazy off the wall shit.
Hold on, before we get out of here, Miss Lady.
Yes.
You got a little intimacy line that you be doing, right?
I do, yeah. All
right, speak on it.
Slumber Parties is the company that I'm with. It's Slumber Parties, and my website is www.slumberpartiesbybrendataylor.com. And I have toys and dildos and lotions and potions and books and all that good stuff. Swings and games.
Okay.
Bondage tape.
Do you actually throw slumber parties?
Yes.
Mm.
Or I will go to the home.
So you would come to the home, bring the slumber party.
Or wherever. Mm-hmm.
So do you need a bounce?
Yes.
Hey.
Are you one?
Oh, shit. Is they going to be naked?
Right.
Who, the bouncers?
Nah, shit, the women, because I'm going to bounce all through there.
You going to be naked, or whoever the bouncer is. We keeping our clothes out.
We want to see
the bouncer naked.
Not a problem.
Yeah. But I do.
Okay, no, but seriously, so you throw like slumber parties and like bachelorette parties and things of that nature, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And hey, for anybody who's trying to throw a slumber party, bachelorette party, or whatever it is, she's on the website. Can you give them the info one more time, Ms. Lady?
It's www.slumberpartiesbybrendataylor.com.
Okay, that's what's up. Jerika, don't think I forgot. I'm still coming to that party.
No, you're not.
I'm coming to the party.
You're excluded. I didn't told you that. We never
I'm
keep having
gonna
this
be
conversation.
There. I'm going to be with
what?
Mika.
Right, I'm coming.
You coming?
Yep, cowboy boots on and a bathrobe.
Flip-flops.
And flip-flops.
Right, that's it.
It's whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Well,
okay.
That sounds like the stripper.
Right.
Okay.
Keep drill.
Right.
And bring your spray bottle.
Hey.
your oil.
Oh, man.
Of course, I got some oil you can use, though.
Hey, go ahead. I'm coming.
I'll put some oil all over his body.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come in with some of my theme music.
I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling. Bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we texting. Bet the neighbors know my name. My name, my name. I bet.
I'm covered in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Hey, Jamaica. Hey, Jamaica gonna be like this motherfucker. You say what? I say, Jamaica, you're going to be like this motherfucker.
I swear, if you show up there, we gonna fight. Me and you going to fight, because I done already told you.
Miss Lady, wouldn't you like to see me there?
No. Mika said no.
Oh, you said Mika said no. Okay, we're going to clear that up now.
Mika said no.
We still going to do our thing. We're going to make sure me and Sasha get our stuff together. I got your email, too, Sasha, and I read it. Is she still on here?
No, she dropped it on Sasha left.
Oh, she left. Okay, because I got an email. I'm going to respond back to her on that. But we still going to do the Sin City co-ed party. It's gonna go down. She just emailed me today. She emailed me back finally, so I want to make sure that we get that together. And you and Father Times, y'all need to sit down and we need to discuss some things. Like, we need to get that cracking.
Hey,
that needs
I'm all
to be
for
done.
It.
That needs to be done well in advance. So we need preparation. I don't want no last minute stuff. You hear me, Father Times?
You said that like you know me personally.
I'm just saying, I'm calling you out. We going to do this, and for us to be going all the way to Gary possibly to do it, we want to make sure that it's a nice turnout and we're prepared to do it. I ain't going to be playing
Why
around with y'all.
Why
got to
be in Gary?
Why got to be in Indianapolis?
Don't y'all live in Indianapolis?
What's that got to do with it?
Evidently, they want to get in, they want to leave Gary so they can get loose. you got to read between the lines, brother.
I'm definitely going to be in Gary.
I'm trying to tell y'all that's where it should be at.
Right, that you know what's on their mind.
Was it on sale now? I got to turn the failure out. So you don't want nobody else. With me and only me.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord. So anyhow, you know what I'm saying, we just really do all need to talk and get that situated, but
You said anyhow, but Miss Lady over there snapping her fingers, that's right. I'm just kidding, Miss Lady, I'm joking.
I said. Okay.
I'm just saying, we need to be organized. You know, sometimes us as black folks, we don't do stuff right, and I want to make sure it's done right because my name's going to be somewhere on it. It's got
to,
right. You know, we got to bring our A-game. That's
and,
the only
and
way.
She, and she's about her business.
Oh, they trust and believe. They better know it by now.
Oh, for sure. We gonna get this on the cracking, man. Like I said, we got it. It's going to get done. We're going to have a ball.
All right, so I guess we even got Sasha back.
Where'd she go?
My bad.
You know
I thought I was going to die.
You fired.
My bad.
I'm over here talking to you. You ain't even on the dang old radio.
Oh, girl, I'm so sorry.
She
I
got
was doing
these
business all day.
Cough rings over there.
Yeah.
You doing what?
No, nigga, I'm right here. I'm
we wait for after the chat room for that.
It don't fit.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, y'all don't forget now. We got the chat room jumping off tonight. We gotta get it in tonight, y'all.
Excluded.
Who was excluded?
I'm already in there, baby.
You already know. I don't do the chat rooms with y'all. Y'all take it to a whole nother level.
That's what's fun about it.
That's like rated XX, triple, infinity X. I'm good.
No,
that ain't no
like that.
Ain't nobody got naked in there in over a year.
No, last night. Last week I was showing toys and I was showing products. Me and Father Time were on there just kicking it, showing him little cool things him and his little wifey can use.
He didn't tell about that.
Hold on, y'all.
Speaking of wifey, he got the chocolate. Did he eat her?
Hold on, we got new caller.
Caller, what's happening?
I know. I'm just
calling
my phone.
Who is it, Tawana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to start doing your thing. I thought you got off the show. Come here, boy.
My phone went dead.
You say what?
I said my phone went dead, so I just had to go get a different one.
No, I thought you know, hey, boy, come on over here.
No, I'm good on that one.
What? So now, wait a minute. Now, I want to know something. Y'all be like, I'm good on that. I mean, y'all actually be like, well, fuck, I don't want none. Or it's just like, I don't want to fuck with him.
Usually, just with him.
It depends on the day. I might not just want to fuck with you.
No, don't say me.
Don't take it personal. Damn, I don't even know you like that. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, because if I get there, it's going to be, hey. I'm just saying.
Boy, y'all know.
Jamaica,
you tell your mom about his rock that cut as it comes.
Don't tell me nothing, Jamaica.
Okay, I'll tell you nothing.
I want to hear what Tawana got to say.
You want to hear what Tawana got to say about what? Huh?
No, I just saw something.
What I tell you? I have your ass sitting in the room with everybody else. I be doing what I want to do.
Yep.
And you sitting there watching me.
Uh-huh. Always been like that.
I got a quick question, though.
Hold on. I got a question. Sorry, Cass and Father Times, but I got a question because, you know, me and Miss Lady doing the party here in another week. But I just got a question because I'm looking at the website because I actually hadn't looked at her stuff. I've never had a party with her, so I don't know what all she do. But what is Thunder Prolonged Spray?
Wow.
You asking me? That's right.
Hell, I don't know what it is.
I'm asking this lady, what is Thunder Prolonged Spray?
Vodka.
It's a spray that you put on the penis to keep the penis hard.
Oh, sweet.
Damn.
And you spray them?
Yes.
I would like to see. Do you have demonstrations?
Do I do demonstrations?
That's how we play as role.
Yes.
She said, Father Time wanted to be the guinea pig.
Oh, Lord.
What is that, like liquid Viagra in a bottle?
It is. It's just like, you know, the little guy that was getting soft, he could use some of that.
Mika said it. I said, oh, Lord.
You offered to be a model, so, you know, you might as well go on and throw your penis on the table.
They don't really know your name. You spray some of that on there.
But that's what it does. Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait for our party. Woo, we gonna have a nice time.
I ain't spraying nothing.
How much that spray did you
use? Hey, they gonna be like, how much of that spray did you use? That motherfucker still gonna be in the box. I ain't use not a damn drop, baby.
You're going to be running to the bathroom like, hold on, let me spray it up.
She...
But you
won't
know.
Hey, baby, I just want you to try something. Just try something. Let's try something. And he say, okay. Just spray it on. There you go.
That's what you got to stop this shit.
Spray it on me. I ain't trying. Spray it, goddammit. All right, Joe, as we walk around here with a damn rash, we talk about spraying. Oh, man, I can't walk someone.
I had got a little sample kit with that shit in it before. And I sprayed it on there and shit.
Wait a minute, what the fuck you got in that box? God damn. You don't got everything in that box.
Did that shit work?
Hell yeah, it worked.
See?
Wait a minute, hold on now. We gotta. Janine, does that stuff really work? We know you done tried everything.
Which one y'all talking about?
God damn, they got more than one flavor?
Hell yeah. I got some shit that tastes like raspberry.
You talking about the stuff that makes they dick hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it really work?
Yeah, it
works. Damn. Shit, damn, they got some shit to get the dick hard. So now do they got
some not to get it hard, to keep it hard.
Stay hard.
Yeah, stay hard.
For long spray.
Yeah.
So what the fuck,
Sometimes men have problems. You know, they could be on medication, high blood pressure, diabetes and stuff, and they might not be able to take, you know, the Viagra and everything, and that just helps.
Hey, I got Viagra for sale.
They got, you know, prolonged spray, tiny pussy. I mean, you know, it's products for everybody, so.
Wow.
All right, y'all, look, they're going to cut us off, man. They're going to cut us off, so we're going to have to,
my granddaddy
is really in this, y'all. So we're going to start with Tawana. Tawana, you got any last words for us? Somebody's kid got to go change clothes. I heard that. I'm going to go change clothes. You ain't last words, Tawana? Well, damn, Tawana, you just had to hang up on me like that, baby. Damn, Sasha.
What?
You just straight hung up on me. Sasha, you got any last words for us?
Great show. Sorry I kind of knocked out there for a little bit, but hey, still coming on strong at the end. But no, good show. Great. Woop woop for y'all.
Oh my God.
That's
you know,
the thing.
Always,
y'all don't know woop woop?
We do now.
I always ask this question right here.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Right here.
Now I know. Waylo, you ain't last word. You ain't last words for us.
OojaBoyEntertainment.com, SinCity.Spruce.com. I put up a new little poem for the ladies on my blog. Check it out. Let me know what you think about it.
Yeah, I saw that.
And you know. That's it. Waylo 219 Twitter. I'll let you boy.
That was Jamie. D, you got any last words for us, bro? Hey, man, take the cock ring off, man.
30 minutes or less.
Yeah. That was a good show, man. It was a good show. I really like this show tonight. I like responding to the questions that came in. It was pretty cool. And I got to say, man, I appreciate the ladies, man, about the pride thing, man. Nobody wanted to run their man under the bus, man. I appreciate that. I think that's pretty cool, man. But, no, good show, man. You always do your thing, man, the city, man. So that's cool. I'll be in the chat room.
Oh, sentimental ass, man. I appreciate the ladies.
You know what?
Appreciate the ladies.
We on the court. You don't talk like that, motherfucker. You just rolling. You don't talk like that. Talking about, I appreciate the ladies.
I hope you ain't on the court talking like that. I appreciate that layup you did. I mean, damn. Come on, man.
Miss Lady, you ain't last words for a sweetheart.
Hey, this is my first time on the show, and I love you guys.
Wow, that's what's up. We love you too.
And I'll be back.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We do it Tuesdays and Wednesdays every week. Janine, you got any last words?
Great show. Nice talking to y'all. Talk to y'all next week.
All right. Mika, you got any last words?
As always, y'all doing y'all thing, and I support. And I will keep supporting and pushing y'all out there. Y'all know where to get me, you'll find me. I'm on Sin City. I'm on Yahoo, so played out. Twitter and Facebook, www.belovedjewelstyle.com. All the lingerie you need. Or you can call me at 317-667-3633.
All right, now for you and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all cool with the links that I created for y'all?
Yeah, can I get my damn picture up?
Hey, I'm working on it. I can only do one thing at a time.
Get to it.
Sasha, you cool with the link I put up for yours?
Yep, I like it.
All right, cool. Just make a show. Wick, you got any last words, bro?
Great show as usual, fellas. SinCity.Spruce.com. I'm out.
All right. And Wick's last words, y'all.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
But you ain't never let that go, is
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, last words, y'all.
All right, man.
I get his ass every week.
Oh, man. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Shout out to, Miss Lady. Juana, Mocha, new people that called. Of course, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to all our regulars, Janine, Jamaica, you know, D, Waylo, Wick, you know what I'm saying, man. We just had a great time tonight. I had a ball, man. This was really fun. This show was really a fun show tonight.
So did I, man. So did I. All right, y'all, we in the chat room. Come on in there and fuck with us. I'm going to leave y'all with a little of that Hoosier Boy Entertainment. Peace.
It's 6 in the morning, she on my mind, wishing, yeah. A cheater for that pussy, I've been lying for that cat. Feline's looking fat, she fine, that's a fact. Bent ass over patches, for that line down her back. Her spine to her crack, her nipples to her navel. Shit, last time I was with her, swear I hit her on the table. To think just the day prior, her parents came for dinner. Vacations with my pussy, let's hit Paris for the winter. Her goals are just to get her away from the monotony. It's gotta be a reason that I love to learn your body to me. Your body be curvaceous. Nushes, kisses, touches, compliments, blushes. I speak everything hushes, not a whisper. There's nothing left to say. I meet you when night falls and there's nothing left to say. She said I wouldn't speak me. I said if you can keep me. I would tell you her name, but I dare not to speak it. She knows she's doing wrong. She say she should be home. I know. He keep calling her phone. I know. She's sliding out of bone. I know I'm doing wrong. I know I should be home. I know. She keep calling my phone. I know. But I just wanna bone. I know. We know we doing wrong.
I can't keep him off my phone. I can't leave this man alone. I know I should be right at home, but what can I say when I know I'm stepping out of faith? So much shaking on my face, but you know I still love
you, baby.
And I'm coming back home.
Say she should be home. I know. He keep calling her phone. I know. She's sliding out of bone. I know. I'm doing wrong. I know I should be home. I know. She keep calling my phone. I know. But I just wanna bone. I know. We know we doing wrong.
AB.